need to tell you the very truth.
Yeah, who wants to hear the truth? Says the Gemara above Aleph on top. So the machlek is if you're allowed to have relations with your wife if she's a young girl and she has a hymen under 12 years old the first night of Friday night. So it be Rav and Yeshiva Rav Amri, they say Rav Shori Rav permitted it because they have to follow their teacher and they want to be lenient. So they said that Rav is the one who said it's all right. The Shmuel is the one who said it's awesome. The Nadoi in the city of Nadoi where Shmuel was the Rav, and wherever your Rav is, that's what you have to follow. So Amri, they the ones that said the opposite. Rav is the one who was Machmer Aser. Shmuel is the one who Shari permitted. Each place wanted to say that they were lenient, so they made up that their Rebbe is the one who said lenient. Amr Abnachman by Yitzchak v'Simonach. If you want to remember who said what, Elu Makilin la'atzmon ve'elu Makilin la'atzmon. Each one wanted to be as lenient as possible. Says the Gemara, let me ask you a question. The Rav Shari, you want to tell me that the Rav allowed it, the Rav said you're allowed to have relations the first night. Because even if you make a door over there, or even if you flick the wound, it's unintentional, such a dover, she'ein miskaven. And if you do something on Shabbos, unintentional, you're not responsible. Freg the Gemara, the Rav Shari, Rav holds something unintentional permitted. Let me ask you a question. V'amar Rav Simi by Chizki, Rav Simi, the son of Chizki, said, Mashmei, in the name of Rav, Hi, Mesuch Rayed, and as the Isa, if you have a bottle stopper, you put it inside a barrel, you put it in a shmata, you put it in a cloth, a rag, to block it. Also, la hadoika, you're not allowed to squeeze it too much. The yom teva and yomtif. Why not? Because if you're going to press it in, it's going to squeeze out. And squeezing out is chit.
What does it say on yomtif? What does it say automatically?
Shabbos for sure, not, but yomtif as well. It's a big chit yomtif. You know, because even though it's unintentional, you're just packing it to why shouldn't escape. Still, although it's unintentional, you did it and therefore it's awesome. What does he Rav holds that even unintentional malachas and Shabbos and Yom Tov is forbidden? Rashi starts from five lines in the narrow lines. Four lines. The last of the line is Mesuchraya, then is Yaisa. Stimas Nekev, this is what you clog the hole, gigas of a barrel. Shemaitzi in Hashecha, you extract the beer, derech hanekev, through this hole. The sois minois, and then you seal it up, bibabloi begodim, with the rags. You seal it up. Also lahadoik, you're not squeezing tight. Mishum schitte, because you're squeezing. And the problem with squeezing the water is either libun, because it's like washing, and no difference wine, according to one opinion, if it's wine, water, or anything.
If you squeeze the water into the bottle.
No, not the bottle. Here's the rag. When you press it, water's coming out of the rag. So that's like washing, because you're cleaning out what it absorbed. Machlek is Rashi and tastes whether water, I understand, it cleans it out, but wine, whether do we say also it's considered libum, because wine stains, and if you squeeze it out, it's still dirty. So Rashi says, yes, it is still libum, and tastes says, no. Tastes hold, it's actually it's called mepharik. You're separating two entities from another.
Maybe Rashi thinks it is because you're still getting yeah. benefit. You're having less wine in the cloth.
Right, okay. They always have a problem with mepharik because it was unintentional, but you knew it was going to happen for sure. But here, what happens to the wine that you when you pull it out, some wine drips down. It goes to the floor. It's a waste. So even though it's inevitable it's going to happen, it's the
loin nichle. Waste, but you can't drink it anyway.
Exactly. If it wouldn't be for the people take it, squeeze it out, and they would put it in a cup and they would drink it, but it falls on the ground. So even though it's inevitable, you're not happy with it. There's an argument. If something definitely is going to happen on Shabbos, but you're not happy, is that considered as if you wanted it or not? Yeah. Let's get back to Gemara. Shalachedi would see Rav holds that unintentional Shabbos is chayv. Answer the Gemara. Bahu, over there, I feel that Abshim made it. In this case, when you knew for sure it's going to happen, even Abshim agrees it's unintentional, but you're chayv. You know why? Because even though if it was a very heavy chair and you pull it on the floor and you made holes on Shabbos, you knew you pull a very heavy chair, it makes holes. You didn't want the holes, you wanted the chair, right? You didn't have no intention, but you knew it was going to happen. It's as if you had intention for it to happen. Abai and Rav, that's why Abai and Rav both say, Moedin Abshir, Abshir agrees that Psikir Eisha, if you cut a chicken's head off, for lo yamas, it won't die. Of course, he knew it's going to die. So, therefore, everyone agrees over here. It says the Gemara, Bahom and Abchir Barashi, didn't Abchir the son of Barashi say, Omar Rav and Rav, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav himself said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that something unintentional is chayiv. How could Rav over here be lenient? You're allowed to have relations with your wife the first time Friday night, but you're making a door or you're making a wound. Okay, tell me it's unintentional. But Rav holds the halacha like Rav Yehuda that even if it's unintentional, it's chayiv. But Rav Chana bar Rami Yamashmuel, Rav Chana Rav Zanei Mishmuel, halacha Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Shimon. So Shmuel holds halacha Rav Shimon, and Rav holds halacha Rav Yehuda. Furthermore, Rav Chiya bar Avi says he learned the same thing, but not names in the name. Master Allah, he learned without any people. Rav am halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav says halacha Rav Yehuda. Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon. Answers the Gemara, La Olam, Rav ki Rabbi Yehuda Svile, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav holds like that what? Unintentionally Yechayim and Shabbos. So how come he allows a woman to have a relation the first time Friday night? Lahachlish, according to that version we learned yesterday, the Amma who learned, Dam Mifkit Pocket, that the blood, the way it's inside the girl, is in a separate chamber. So therefore, when you're having relations the first time and you rip her hymen, the blood was already separate, it just came out. The problem is, you made a door. So he holds true, it's unintentional to make a door, but you made a door, and you're chayv Shabbos, but you ruined it. You ruined it for her, because now that she's no longer a virgin, if she gets the, if she, let's say, tries to get married again, her ksuva is worth half the value. So she's been ruined. Mekalkalu leza pesach, he ruined her. And lahachlish, according to that expression, Ramadam chibure michbe, the other opinion says, no, that blood is inside the skin. So when you rip the hymen, you're actually causing a wound. But again, you're ruining it. Because it's instructive. You heard it. Rashi. So that's how we answer that. Rashi, halacha kirab, moedi rab shimon, seven lines into the narrow lines. Moedi rab shimon. Our kind over here, yeshu b'kiyin, over here, in our case, when you have a relation with a girl Friday night, the first time, it's possible to have a relation with her without ripping the hymen. And we'll see in the Gemara later, yeshu b'kiyin b'hator, there are some people who know exactly how to circumnavigate the hymen and have relations. Could come and learn later on. Halachi Rabbi Yehuda, be'em miskaven, unintentional, b'loi gavne, b'loi amaroim, without any names, v'amaroim, libra shmuel, el rabba shmuel, v'arabba shmuel themselves. Once that blood is sitting in the chamber of Ha'isim, Mishrim Pesach, he made a door. Mekalkulu, it's where you ruined it. When you ruin something, Maidya Rabbi Yehuda is Maidya, you're exempt. Or if it's a wound, Mekalkul Bechaburu. Vadav Savlai Hod Rabbi Yehuda, Abba Mekalkul Chaburu. When you ruin Chaburu, Lekula, the potter you eat, Rabbi Yehuda exempts. Second one of Aitim. Mosi Vadav Chizav. Chizav asked the question. According to that opinion that says that you're not allowed to have relations, Shmuel said you're not allowed to have relations with the girl the first time on Friday night. Let me ask you a question. It says if you marry a girl, Tinoikis Shalaygiz Mana, she never was an idiot yet. She's 9, 10 years old. She never menstruated. Lita, she's not reached puberty yet. The Nisas that she married, Bishame Imrim, the first 4 nights you have relations with her, and any blood that comes out, we're going to say that's not Dam Nida. She's not a nidah. That must be dam from the hymen, the psulis, and therefore she can live with her husband. Because dam psulim is not tummy. Today, we don't know, because pretty much are older girls, the chance of having blood there from hymen, most girls don't have a hymen anymore by the time you're 20, 21, 22. So if there's blood, we say it's a nidah. Or even if there's maybe it's both. But over here, in those days, if she never saw blood before, it can't be nidah, must be the hymen. And she had a hymen until she's older.
No,
we certainly have no relations, but as they grow up, in the very, very, very charedish of people, they don't let the girls do aerobics. Because when you do aerobics, it tears the hymen. Because you're very, or they don't let them go horseback riding. When you go horseback riding, it tears the hymen. Most people are not machmir today, because even if you do nothing, today we don't get married at the age of 13, 14, you get married at 21, 22, and a girl, as she gets older, it falls away by itself. So Beshamai says the first 4 nights, we assume that blood, any blood she sees is blood from her hymen, not from anything in Nida. Even a year, as long as the wound didn't heal, it means every time they have relations, keeps on bleeding, means the hymen is still tearing and tearing and tearing and tearing. She stops seeing blood, and then she sees again. Then we know it's Nida. What about Igiyas Manalila? She's right, 12 years old, and she came time to see. Then she got married. Now it's questionable the blood that you see from the relations, is that nidah or is that tamsulim? Is bishamay? I mean, the first night, we'll assume whatever blood the first night, that's probably from the hymen. Even if they had relations 10 times, every time she bleeds, it's still the hymen. Here's where I agree, 4 nights. We'll give her 4 nights till Motzei Shabbos, it's probably the hymen. But after that, no more. It's nidah. Rashi. Shalai gives my leader, it's Masef Nidah. I mean, we say, when does she reach puberty? When she reaches 12 years old. Any blood she sees the first four nights, when she has relations. We're not talking about blood during the day, we're talking about after relations. It's damsulim. Forever. Every time she has tashmish, she keeps on bleeding, we'll say it's the hymen. It didn't heal. He gives my little love, she didn't see. Laila Risha Shabbat, if she's already 12 years old, only the first night. Afilu Libilas, have been many relations. But according to Hillel, the first four nights. Gemara, now let's think for a second. What do you mean the first four nights? L'cheda doesn't mean it bleeds four nights in a row. It means any one of the four nights. Those the first four nights, any one of the nights, we're going to assume it's damsulim. If she didn't have relations till a week later, and she bleeds, maybe it's nidah.
What about the first four nights of the first night? Not the second, not the third.
Oh,
we're
saying
four, five, six.
So Gemara is assuming right now, first four nights means she got married on a Wednesday. Right, we're going to get married on Wednesdays. So Wednesday night, if she did not have relations Thursday night, she did not have relations Friday night, no relations Shabbos night. But if she did not have relations Sunday night, maybe it's nidah. One of the four nights is Shabbos, Friday night. So it's clear to me that the first, if you didn't do Wednesday night and Thursday night, the first relationship is Friday night, and we allow it. So how could the Gemara before have an opinion, Shmuel, that said you're not allowed to have relations the first time on Friday night? It's clear. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about the Eloi Boyil, Motzi Boyil, isn't it talking about that she didn't have relations and the next night she has relations? I feel a bit Shabbos, even for her, she's clearly allowed to have relations Friday night. Rashi Tapir Rashi, my love, Hanacha Boyil, these four nights, Admoitzoi Shabbos Diktoni, Lahachi Tony, this is what it means. The Eloi Boyil Bilagmud, if you didn't have a proper relation the first night, Motzi Lemivil, you can continue. Behold, Dam, Shu Maitzi, Tommy, by all the blood that keeps on producing, Havi Dam Sulim, is blood from Sulim. Vishamina minonami, we learn from here, the mutil liver, bechabur b'shabbos, you're allowed to have relations the first time on Friday night. Says the Gemara, no, back to the Gemara. Oh, my Rav says, Rav, loy no, levar b'shabbos. It means Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Shabbos night. But Friday night, you cannot have the first relations. Omele, bye, what are you talking about? Ad moitzoy Shabbos, spell that clearly. Till moitzoy Shabbos, ad ba'lech, it says four nights. It says four nights, till moitzoy Shabbos. Rashi, you cannot find four nights from Wednesday night until Motzei Shabbos, unless you include Friday night. Levar Mishabbos, the Brevini said he got married on Wednesday, but yes, kind of little Chamish is Wednesday night, Shishi Friday, Thursday night, Mishabbos, and Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. Elo Amarav, back to the Gemara, Rabbi says you're right. Kishabal, they did have relations. It wasn't the first time Friday night. You already had Wednesday night and Thursday night, and yet Shammai says the first four nights of relations, any blood comes out is Dam Psulim. Not from a nida, it's more that to her hymen. Freddy Gemara Ike Shabbos. If you already had relations, Mike Mashas, what's the big deal? You're telling me that you're allowed to have relations Friday night? Of course you're allowed to. You already started Wednesday night. What's the big deal? Kamashla? No, there is a chiddush. The Shoril Mivul B'Shabbos. You're allowed to have the third night on a Friday night. What's a chiddush? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel said. The Amma Shmuel said, Pirtza de Chuka, that even after the first night, if it's a very, very narrow opening, because the first few times she has relations, the opening is very narrow, so you're breaking into her. It's like you're building something. Questionable, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Mutil lichanet bo Shabbos. You're allowed to go on Shabbos. Afa pishe meishet tzaris, even though you're ripping a little bit of the skin here and there, because you're going into the woman.
More like destroying the building.
Sorry?
More like destroying
exactly.
The building.
But you might have thought, even destroying the chatchil, you shouldn't do it. Kamashlan, we're not worried. Rashi. Ikesh three lines, narrow lines. Ikesh above, but also leiru. I want to come teach you. Ela heta dam psulim. The first four nights, the blood is not needed. But psulim, then why stress Friday night? Hide the knock at Motzei Shabbos. Why tell us until Motzei Shabbos? Just say four nights. My kamash. At least let us just say no yisla abalei. Give four nights. Al kol chach moshem be ilu Shabbos nokla. Must be the reason why he highlighted until Motzei Shabbos. Say Friday night also. The chiddush is that even though it's narrow, she may shit right is behind nam here too. Dilma mechabel purta. Maybe he's causing a little bit of wound. So we tell you, you're allowed to. Back to the Gemara. Masiv Rabbi Yisir. Rabbi Yisir has a question. Chosn Potter Mikrishma. We had him more brachas. That a chosn is exempt from reading Krishma. Laila Rishon. He's getting married. He's busy with the mitzvah of getting married, thinking about how to have a relationship with his wife. So he's exempt from Krishma. Because Oisig be mitzvah, Potter Mina mitzvah. No, because today we don't have kavan anyway, properly. So the amount of kavanah we have, even a chassid getting married can have that kind of kavanah. So it says he potter the first night ad Motzei Shabbos.
That's what it says in Hayom Yom a couple of days ago. You should daven with fire.
Exactly.
Learn with fire, not just a normal.
Exactly. He's telling us because we're not doing it. So it says here that the chos is potter till Motzei Shabbos. Now what are we talking about? Im loy osa maisa. If he didn't get married yet, Wednesday night, relations, Wednesday, Thursday night, every night, any night, the first night of relations, he's exempt. Freddy Gemara, it's clear for me, if you didn't have relations, you're allowed to have relations Friday night, because that's why you're potter for Krishna, because you're busy having tashmish. So clear for me, you're allowed to have your first relationship Friday night. Kasha Shmuel. My love, the torid, that the boy Lemivol, he wants to have relations at night, he's busy in the midst of getting having relations. So we see clearly, you're allowed to have your first relations on Friday night. Rashi. My love, hide the pot to lay me Krishna. Why are you going to have a Krishna later Friday night? Mishum, the torid be mitzvah. The boy Lemivol wants to be boy, but he's going to be mitzvah, pot not mitzvah. So my answer is loy no. The tori the loy ball. He's talking about the tori the loy ball. On the contrary, he's not on the Friday night, and that bothers him. He's in pain. He's so upset that he can't have relations tonight. Finally, tonight I'm ready, and I can't have relations, and that's why he put to Krishna, because he can't concentrate. Omle rabbe anai meiser. So till the pot, you tell me not because he's doing a mitzvah. Okay, he's not doing a mitzvah, but he's upset. Anai, you're upset. You put for mitzvahs. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask. Tovus v'nos b'yam. Your ship drowned in the ocean, or you lost your stock market shares today. You put for davening because you're distraught. Hachinami the potter. If you can argue, maybe yeah. Maybe you can tell me, Taki, yes, if you distraught your potter. Let me ask you a question. Is there a person more distraught than an oval? And yet he's potter from all the mitzvahs. He's chayiv. He has to read Krishna why he's distraught. The only mitzvah fact that he's potter the first day is in tefillin. The first day in oval is potter in tefillin. Shenemar says. That's the meaning today, but technically the first day of Avelis is potter from tefillin. Shenemar says, pe'er. That Yecheskel was told to wear tefillin, but everyone else is exempt. So what is he clear from here? What? That just because you're in pain doesn't mean anything. So Abai will answer very simple. There's two kinds of pains. If you're frustrated because you lost money or something, okay, you have to force yourself to do the mitzvah. But if you're frustrated because you had a chance to do a mitzvah and you're not able to, and that's why you're frustrated, so the frustration becomes because of a mitzvah, then you're exempt from mitzvahs. Isn't that amazing? That's Abai. But Rav agrees.
It has to be in a madrega to be upset about
that. Yeah, exactly. Rashi, it's true. That's why he's... Yeah, Rashi. Shenemba ben, the tari potter, bid me, mishum tzar potter, if you're in pain, you potter, ma'achash eina mechashav lasing mitzvah, you can't do mitzvah, shenemba ben pei, be'elcho chosh lecho, your tefillin should be on your head. Va'ovel ma'ula ba'ofer karno, ovel has sand on his head, ve'roishav ein zepe, it's not beautiful for tefillin. Back to my Rav, you're right, Tanoyi, there's two different Tanoyim, t'machlekes Tanoyim. This mission that says that you're allowed to go Friday night argues with the other one that says that what you learned until now that you're not allowed to have relations Friday night. So this Bryce says that you're allowed to, disagrees with the other ones that you're allowed to. Now, where do we find that on open machlek? Is the Tanya Chod, in one Bryce we learned, Im loy osa maisa barishin, if you did not do a maisa Wednesday night, potter abashene, you potter Thursday night. The Shane, if you didn't have relations on Thursday night, potter abishlishi, you potter Friday night. Clearly, what? The Friday night, you're allowed to have relations for the first time. You're like, look it up. The Tanya Idah learned elsewhere that Rishon v'Sheni, Wednesday night, Thursday, potter, but Shlishi Chai, Friday night, you chai. Obviously, why you chai Friday night? You know why you chai Friday night? Because you can't. You can't have relations that night, so you're not doing any mitzvah. And Abaye will learn, Hasam Nami Betir de Pligi. No, everyone holds you're not allowed to have relations Friday night. One opinion says the fact that it bothers you, that you cannot do your mitzvah of having relations, that also exempts you. And the other opinion says, no, bothering is not enough of an exemption. Rashi.
It's like having a cake and eating it.
Exactly, Rashi. We're allowed to have relations. A man does also live on Shabbos, like Tanoi, even the Shmaiti. Nika Tanachid also live on the Chodu. Look, the Brai said, Potter Mekrishma, Shlishi Chai, the Shabbos of also live on the relations. The Bayam Loch, Hanat Renami, but they believe this logging only by pain, frustration, but depends if it comes from a mitzvah, even within a mitzvah, the Machlekes. I, the Potter Mekrishma, one is that you Potter Mekrishma, allow me from the Shodi Limiv, not because you're allowed to. El Ksavam, it's Taya, Taj, a mitzvah, Potter Mekrishma. Since it's bothering you, you cannot do a mitzvah, that's Potter's you. Like Domila Oval. An oval. Why? Even though it's a mitzvah to be an oval, but there's no mitzvah to be sad by Velas. The Tari Tidur Rishus. It's a mitzvah to be an oval, to sit in a chair. No, I'm saying now that you're an oval, you're a mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah to be sad. That's your own personal thing. Therefore, it doesn't exempt you from mitzvahs. She'ain tzar a mitzvah. His tzar is not a mitzvah. Afapi, even though even though she'aveilis ve'elusay mitzah to go through the motion of aveilis and mitzah, or manam chayes of a tiddle potter, that kind of upsetness doesn't pot you. These tanaim ki hani tanaim based on other tanaim. The time you learned how kindness is absula. If somebody marries a girl, la yiva betchila b'shabbos, don't have relations the first time on Friday night. Don't have relations Friday night. V'chachamim matin, matin to have relations the first time Friday night. Man chachamim. So he's a machlekes. We're allowed to hu cham. Amar Abba Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says unintentional things is permitted. Amar Dovah Shem is kaven muter. Rab Shimon says that anything that's unintentional is permitted. Says in Gemara Vayter. I must ask a question. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Amalei Abaye, Amoide Rab Shimon, doesn't Rab Shimon agree that B'psigrei Sheva LaYamos? You're right, it's unintentional to rip the hymen off. But the only way that you can have relations by ripping it, so isn't that a B'psigrei Sheva? You knew it was going to happen, so why isn't he responsible? Amalei, so Rav answered him, Loika Halolu Bavlim. You think everybody's like these Babylonians? She'ein b'kiin b'hatar. They don't know how to have relations and they don't know how to circumnavigate the hymen. Eliyesh b'kiin b'hatar. There are a number of people who know exactly how you could have a relationship with your wife and without tearing the hymen. So therefore, it's not inevitable. It's not a psikiresha. Imken asked him one question. Toided lama. So what do you tell me that he's all frustrated that he can't have a relationship? Why is he all frustrated at night? He's part of a Krishna because he's so busy thinking, but he knows what he's doing. He's an expert. What's the big deal? The she'enu baki. These are the people who don't know what they're doing. They're the ones who are potter because they're all frustrated. So spell it out. If a guy knows what he's doing, then mutter is allowed to. And she'enu baki asr. So we answer roiv bikinein. Most people actually are baki. Rashi. They know how to get around it. Why is he part of Krishna? He's saying so. He's so obsessed with what we're doing, but he's an expert. Bakimut, only an expert. And furthermore, if you're an expert, you're allowed to have relations the first time Friday night because you're not going to do a Veda. But if you're not an expert, you're not allowed to because you're going to rip the hymen. So let's say a baki is allowed to have levo b'shabes the loipsik reishal yamos. So it's not inevitable. My answer is rei bikina. Yeah, most people know how to do it. Hilchach stamme lab psikreshal yamazu. Stamme is not a real yamazu. Good morning. Says the Gemara. Back to Gemara. We're almost finished. Yehuda was here yesterday. Punktzalachas, he was here yesterday. Absalachas, exactly. But Yemi came just in time. We're about to finish. Yehuda is unbelievable. He's a madrega, different madrega altogether. We could go. We did every Rashi. Yehuda, we did every Rashi. Every Rashi. Above him a base.
If we get to 7:30, we'll probably finish all Gemara.
Tomorrow's Gemara.
I'm saying the whole
chapter. Yeah, we're up to 6 lines at the bottom of the page. Amalei Rava bar Abchan Labayis. Rava said, Rava, the son of Abchan said to Abaye, you're telling me now, we're still continuing the discussion whether you're allowed to have the relations the first time Friday night, and you're telling me that you're allowed to because we followed Rav Shimon Shem Eskaben. I, Luchay, it's a psikiresh. You tell me there's a way of getting around it without ripping the hymen, so it's not a psikiresh. Most people, Luchay, don't know how, many people don't know how to do it. So, Luchay, some people should be also Shemutah. So, you told me that Roy Bikine, most people know how to get around it. So if most people know how to make sure there's no bleeding the first night, so Shuzbin Lama, they used to have their witnesses that used to come in, they used to put a white sheet on the bed, and then after they finished, they'd come back in and check to see if there any blood spots, and because to make sure that, you know, if there were no blood spots, then something's wrong with her, and maybe she was Mazana. And if there were blood spots, we're scared also that Chassan might, if there were blood spots, the Chassan might hide the sheet and then claim his wife there were no blood spots and get out of the marriage. Or make up a story about his wife. So we come in right after the second lady before he has a chance to hide it and someone. So we know it's been very busy. But according to what you're saying right now, that's quite possible that she is a psula. She's a perfectly psula, but yet he can make sure there's no blood. So if you're worried about a guy playing tricks, he can still play a trick. And he can go around and say there was no blood and say, come back later and say, hey, she wasn't a psula, there's no blood. So what's the whole point of having shushbin? Rashi, 3 lines in a wide line. Shushbini lama ma'ach hashiyesh b'kin liva b'loy dam. Now those know how to be involved without blood. Hadatani lekamen ha'im amidin l'shnei shushbini. He has to have 2 shushbini. Echad leila, one to defend her. An advocate, have two advocates there, one for him or for her. Kedei lemishamish as a chas as a kala, in order to serve the chas and the kala claim. How levakrach, and to look after them. Shloyin hogabar amoyiz betayim sulim, that there shouldn't be any nadish uishnaden. Sorry. Yeah, to inspect. Shloyin hagubar amoyiz, he shouldn't play any trickery on her. Betayim sulim. Should be another gemara somewhere. If they're baki b'hatah, ma shushbin imoylin, what does shushbinin help? Mapa lama levada the psuli. We need a mapa shmata to mevada the psuli. What do you need it for? Back to the Gemara. But the Gemara, amale. You know what we need it for? Chaim, we're almost finished. We're almost finished.
If we finish, we should just finish.
We will finish. Amale, he said to him, you know what we're worried about? You're right. Some of the things we can't do anything about because he can play tricks. But you know, there's one thing that we could take care of. If the husband has relations with her and Shitaka did bleed, and then he tries to hide the sheets, we come in the room straight away, so he cannot hide the sheets. You know, even though they know how to have relations with the wife without making her tearing her hymen, without making her bleed. So there's no point in looking that because we'll check her out. If he claims there was no blood and she was she wasn't a psula. If she really still a psula, it's very easy for us to check. We'll see later in the morning, put a barrel of wine and we'll see if the smell of wine comes through or not. One second. We can see if the smell of wine comes through or not. However, what we are worried about is that she did bleed, so now she's no longer a psula. Then he takes the sheet and throws it away, and he says, "Oh, she wasn't a psula. I want my money back." And the whole thing was a joke. So that's the only reason why we come in the room. And here, she has no defense. If he manages to hide the sheet, and we'll check her out, she is a psula now, and he claims it happened before they got married. In other words, she did something while they were engaged, and you know, ruined her reputation and everything else. Virginity was very important. There's no point today because today you and your older girl use no hymen anyway.
I was talking about someone who got married at a very young age.
Under 12, when they're you know, full of blood there.
But what's the kunst? If we say, if the mascot is that everybody knows how to...
Not everybody, rave.
A rave. So why does... If it was a Shmuel came and said that...
Well, the more taste has a question. Taste has a question. What's the big deal about Shmuel when such a thing? Tesha Rebbe Keen, he asked a question about Shmuel. Yeah, Shlomo, look at the first wide line. The Shmuel hayyachalivel be'ila gemura she'ishim is haberes boy beloidam. He was able to do the full thing. And the other one, avel hatoya ain't ishis haberes. What everyone else knows to do is know how to penetrate a little bit, but not the full thing to impregnate her. And yet she didn't lose Ipsulim. He, Shmuel, was an expert that he can actually make impregnate a woman, and yet she didn't lose Ipsulim. Mar Chagiga. How do you become an expert in these things? That's a better question. Roy Bikini, the Gemara says. Most people know how to do it. How would they know?
How does Shmuel know that he could do it to every
You're
time
hurling.
Make sure that she'll get pregnant without...
We have Ruach Kedesh, but back to the Gemara.
Shmuel was not one of the
guys. Amalei, he said to the Gemara, there we are, what? Shema Yidah V'Yavid. We're scared that maybe she did have blood, and then he hid the sheet, discarded the sheet, and that we can check. Rashi. Amalei, Shema Yidah V'Yavid, Shema Lo Yatev, Yetzidam, Taka Bled, V'Yav Denu, and she'll throw away the sheet. V'Yomu, Lemes Hasidam. Yil Batoyim, Bo Litin Toyim, Lo Yadayim, Shul, and he that we can't take a check. Think about it, Mosiv, Rab Amir, Rabbi has a question. It says, Hamap is Mursif, you have a wound, you have a bile, you have a pus. A blister, and you squeeze it. On Shabbos, so when you squeeze it, you make a door. In order for a door to be chayav on Shabbos, a door has to be two-way, for things to enter and things to exit. If you only build a door for things to exit and not to enter, it's not called a door. So if you only wanted to get rid of the pus, but you didn't want the air to come in to clean out whatever it is, then it's not a door. It's only if you wanted the pus to go out and the air to come in. So hamapis mursa b'Shabbos im las lepef. You wanted an opening and to be a door that chayav. Im lahitzim aleichem. The only reason why you did it is to extract the pus. Then you are potter. Rashi, a map is Musa, Pesep, and Nefesh, and Kreim Klug. You know, one of these boils. Imlas lepesh miskaven liyav foisel is lepesh liyena machem argan chayim. Shem sakem pesel chayim mishem boyne building. The ashkan binyan the balachayim. We do find building by balachayim the chsiv ayiven as a teller when Adam built chava. The major built chava. It's a ayiven. So we find balachayim also building. So if you even by a person, we find the concept of building. Interesting. Yeah. If you want to take out pus, you put it. So the Chayda over here, clearly it says, if you want to take out pus, you are putter, even though you made a door. And we made this whole big deal over here that the blood is inside the woman, and you wanted the door, you're chayiv. If you just wanted to, you know, if you wanted the door, but all you want is the pus to come out, so why are you chayiv? Rashi putter, v'kayim alon, putter, mutter, l'chatchil, v'shay, you're allowed to do Shabbos. So how can you, Shmuel, before say that you're not allowed to have a relationship with your girl Friday night the first time? If dam mifke pocket, the blood is sitting there in its own because you just made a door. We just learned here you made a door for the pus to come out by a wound. It's part of the mutter. So why by a woman can't you have relations the first night? Because lemando asa asna hinam milogi damu. What's a chilik? Answering the mother, there's a difference where the blood is stored by a boil or whatever it is, a pimple or a blister, where the blood is stored by a woman. Hossam over there, by the case of pus. Pocky, the blood is all in a separate room, chamber altogether. The okay is totally not part of your body. It's totally separate from your body. It just formed now because of an inflammation or some kind of infection. So therefore, you open the door and it escapes. Nothing happened. Hocha by a girl, even if you learn there's a separate chamber and the blood is there, pockied, it's never separated from the girl. It's still partly part of your body as well. So there's a lot more going on over here, and that's why it's Asarashi. Pocket comes by yachid. Okay, cool. I'm in a bus. By a case of pus, it's totally separated. But I'm not ready to go out. Hocha dam sulim pocketu. The loy okay is not separate. What do you mean loy okay? The gamri el niblik tzaspek solon. This is absorbed in the walls. Afa bishen mechubik kishar dam. It's not like the other one says mechubik. It's much part like any other blood. El konus is gathered. Miu doimel mechuburu. Sheena muchin lotsi kalech. No, it's like in between. It's in between. Rab Ami, we'll go through more lines. Rab Ami shorter lemiul bechilas Shabbos. Rab Ami allowed Friday night to have first relations. Ami Rabbanon, that's a fact. He passed like the opinion as mutter. But the Rabbanon said to him, "But you didn't have a chance to write a ksuva. They got married. They didn't have a chance to write a ksuva. But like ksivik ksuva, so you now live together without a ksuva. Amaluhu atvasum metalklin. If you don't have a ksuva right now, before you write a ksuva, give her something security to give her metalklin to hold on to, so she knows. Otherwise, you're not live together. So if you lose your ksuva, you got to give her straight away something metalklin to hold on to as a security until you write your ksuva." Rashi at fasu metalkli tenula metalkli tachaziyad bemashin. Give us some security. Lishibut ksuvasa towards ksuva as a detonant. At she yichtu v'shtak ksuvasa b'shivik kodesh. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. Rab Zvi shorter lemiul b'chil Shabbos. Again, Rab Zvi allowed the first time Friday night. Ikedami Rab Zvi gufei bal b'chil Shabbos. He himself actually the first time was Friday night. And then I've okay. We'll stop paying attention tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow maybe in Tachanun, maybe not. Long Christmas.